shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM at 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Today, the 28th of March. 2022. Ashley's at the helm. Linda is on assignment. So what's the weather look like?
Good morning and happy National Something on a Stick Day. It's a food celebration day. You can do hot dog or corn dogs or kebabs, those kind of things. But the weather is looking rather wet if you look outside this morning. But we're looking at drying out throughout the end of the day with only a 20% chance of showers. As the sun starts to set, we're looking at a low tonight, 46 degrees, then we're going up to 76 degrees tomorrow, and things will look dry for the rest of the week with just a spattering of clouds, which means we should have gorgeous sunrises and sunsets after today.
Okay. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They have the greatest customer service. And you can't ask for better people at the helm there than the Kinney family. You can give them a call, 365-3793. Okay, I try to ignore this every year, but it just doesn't work out. The Oscars. Now, usually we go to an Oscar watching party, and everybody puts down who they think they're going to win, right? But we didn't know what the date was of the Oscars. We weren't really paying attention. I'm sure that they say it's going to be on, but we were invited out. So we'd already made plans. So we did that instead. So we went home and Linda had everything taped, or DVR'd. So she could watch, you know, she likes watching the gowns, you know, and the pre Oscar show where they walk down, and then she likes to watch the Oscars. She fast forwards through commercials and stuff. So I'm in the other room not watching it. And I was on YouTube. And YouTube had the strangest thing. You know, because YouTube is, you know, like right then, and this was, you know, I wasn't. And it said that Will Smith had won the Academy Award for Best Actor. Then it had right next to it, Will Smith attacks Chris Rock. So I watch it. And Chris Rock, who is kind of, you know, he's been around a long time. And he's funny. And he says things about everybody. Well, Jada Pickett Smith, or Jada something Smith, Will Smith's wife, the way they had it set up, people are sitting like tables, you know, close to the stage, and then behind the groups of people who've been nominated for Academy Awards, you had, you know, the hoi polloi, everybody else. Well, Chris Rock says, oh, it's good to see, Will Smith's wife, Krista Bader Smith, in the remake of G.I. Jane 2. Well, because Will Smith's wife suffers from a disease that causes her hair to fall out. Well, and she had her head, you know, the hair buzzed. And Smith gets up. He walks to the front of the stage because he's not that far. And just whack, slaps him. Almost knocks him down. And it's really, I mean, this is live TV, or it was. I saw it on that. And the TV goes, when they're showing it, it goes into, and then he says, keep my wife's name out of your effing mouth. Goes back and sits down, and Chris Rock says, we in rehearsal you weren't upset or something like that. He says, keep my wife's name out of your effing mouth. Wow. I mean, just silence in the theater. Did he really slap him? Did he not slap him? Well, it appears that he really did slap him. And then 30 minutes later, Will Smith goes up and accepts the award for Best Actor. And he talks about being a vessel of love, you know, for people. And I'm going, you know, and he's got tears running down his face. And he said, I'd like to apologize to the Academy and to my fellow, you know, actors and all this. He didn't say he wanted to apologize to Chris Rock. Pull it up. It's cool. I mean, he's like 6'4". Will Smith is.
Oh.
He's big. He's a big guy. And he just came running up, and I thought it was a fake, too, right? But you heard the thunk. And, you know, people right there said, oh, no, he hit him. And then Chris Rock has declined to press charges. He said, you know, he's not pressing charges against Will Smith. Now,
I kind of think it's justified. I'm one of those people where violence is a lot more frequently justified
What he said was, I've been playing this. I don't know if you've seen this movie, King Richard. We watched it yesterday. It's a good movie. It really is. He plays a great part in this. He plays Venus and Serena Williams' father. And he's terribly protective. I mean, to the point of getting beat up by, you know, gangs down in Compton because he doesn't want him being around his oldest daughter. And then the... if you haven't seen the movie, yet, you know, I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but it's how this guy never quits, and that he has worked so hard with his daughters. He's got five daughters. They even have the cops called on him, and welfare people come out because they say he's working them too hard. I mean, and so they come out to check, and he goes, "Yeah, I'm working them real hard, but they're not on the streets. You're not going to come back and tell me my little girl's been shot on the street or has been arrested for drugs." Anyway, if you haven't seen the movie, Will Smith won the Academy Award for it. It's on, I think it's on Netflix or HBO. You can see it, and it's worth the time to watch. Will Smith did a great job, but the overall movie is a family tightness, you know, and how family sticks together like that. So I'm glad to see that he's a vessel for love, because if he'd been like for a vessel of damage or violence, God knows, you know, Chris Rock could have been dead. Chris Rock goes backstage and he says, Muhammad Ali just hit me, didn't even leave a scratch. Will Smith played Muhammad Ali in one movie too. Okay. I may have to start watching the Academy Awards again. I'm sorry.
If it becomes a blood sport.
Sure. Oh, if it becomes a blood sport. Like, what was that one? It was a cartoon type thing where there were two celebrities would be in a ring and they'd beat each other to death. What was it? Celebrity Death Match. You know, it's kind of that clay, you know, that claymation type of animation type thing. Oh, yeah, that was just gross. Yeah, I loved it. Okay, let's take a quick break. Okay, I'm going to make public announcements here. The Safari Club International Reading Regional Chapter 28th Annual Banquet is going to be Saturday, April 23rd at the Wind River Event Center, 5 p.m. to 6:30, reception and games, 6:30 dinner, auctions and drawings, guns, games, auctions, drawings, hunting and outdoor gear, artwork, and items for the ladies. All of this will be at the Wind River Event Center, Saturday, April 23rd. For more information, you can call Larry McLeod at 474-5075 or go to scireading.org. I've been there several years in a row, and an incredible auction and silent raffle they have. And also... people walk away with just things that I've seen in, like, Rocky Mountain Elk, California Deer Association. You're paying less because the bids are less in this. But it fills the place up, so get your tickets early. I'll be there. I'll be emceeing, and we're just going to have a great time. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. 7:15 in the morning here on the 28th of March, 2022.
I can't believe it.
What?
There's a scratch on the car.
Where? I can't even see it.
That's the thing. I can see it.
Where?
It's right there.
Oh, if I had a microscope, maybe.
Well, I'm calling Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. They have great prices, and they offer free estimates.
Free estimates?
Yes. Maybe I'll even change the color.
Okay, pink. I've always wanted a pink car.
It's just a scratch. I'll call Mako. 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Go big to feed your dinner bear with Black Bear Diner's brand new wow-sized 14-ounce USDA Choice Porterhouse Steak Dinner. Served with veggies and your choice of side, including our brand new house-made creamy cheddar cheese mac and cheese. This dinner will fill your plate and your belly. Get it now at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, axe throwing. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility. Responsibility.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Finally, it's some rain. It would be nice if this lasted all week, but it unfortunately won't. It's clearing up tomorrow. And we go back into warmer weather again. This portion of the show brought to you by Alaska Airlines. You can fly daily, nonstop, from Redding to Seattle with Alaska Airlines. And with one stop, get anywhere in the world. Enjoy a cool weekend in the Pacific Northwest or fly to Seattle to take the Alaskan cruise boat that goes up the coast of Seattle. It's great. Goes up the coast of Alaska. It's outstanding. Book now at AlaskaAirlines.com/Redding. Well, President Biden was in the news again, and damage control started. Over in Europe, President Biden said, a dictator bent on rebuilding an empire will never erase the people's love for liberty, told the audience of Ukrainian refugees in Poland. Ukraine will never be a victory for Russia, for free people refuse to live in a world of hopelessness and darkness. For God's sakes, this man cannot remain in power. Speaking of Putin, How do you walk that one back? Well, the White House says, oh, no, he wasn't calling for regime change in Russia. The president's point was that Putin cannot be allowed to exercise power over his neighbors of the region. He was not discussing Putin's power in Russia or regime change. What did it sound like to you? I mean, we're just average citizens. Sound like to me, he says that Putin can't remain in power. So, now how is Putin going to take this, or do we care? Well, yeah. Anybody that has biochemical weapons of mass destruction, has so many nukes that he could end the world as we know it. You got to kind of take him kind of seriously there. So, and now he's in the Ukraine, and Ukraine is battling with him and is holding him. You keep hearing things about Russian generals being killed. I don't trust that sense that, it can be they thought he was killed. They thought maybe he was in the area, and then they haven't seen him. There's been one Russian general killed. Now, why is the Russian general... Why are you hearing these things? You see, generals are a little bit further back in the scheme of maneuver than up that close. Well, I've read things that have said that since the Russians are not fighting as well as they thought they could, that the army isn't as proficient as they said they could, that the generals are up closer and taking a more personal interest in getting the men inspired. Now, there was a case of a tank force commander was run over by one of his own tanks on purpose, was killed because the Russian soldier driving the tank felt like he'd been made in the cannon fodder. He had a friend killed. So he just got a little bit of revenge. So he ran over the commander of the tank battalion. And that seemed to be a pretty final solution right there. Other things that are going on in the Ukraine. The shelling continues. The number of refugees into them, past 4 million now going into other countries. The problems that the Soviets are facing on a regular daily basis, the amount of arms that we keep pushing in there, and it's just a matter of time before there's enough Stinger missiles out there that the Russians going to have a tough time flying anywhere because they'll be launching two and then three at them. The Russians have not unleashed hell, as you can say. As bad as it's been, they could bring regiments of artillery and surround the city and literally pulverize it. As bad as the attacks have been, that has not happened yet. So, is Putin going to find a way off? What's the off-ramp? Is the off-ramp that they're going to separate those two provinces that want to separate from Ukraine? There's a lot of questions there on how this is going to end. They're ratcheting down more. Ruble is worth nothing. Ruble is the Russian money. However, the Chinese have kind of stepped in and said that they're going to be, they're going to buy as much oil and gas as possible from Russia, which props it up. Plus the fact of our European allies are still buying about $1 billion worth of oil and gas from them. I think, though, that they've realized when they made that decision several years ago, especially Germany's Merkel, that they made a deal with the devil. And the fact is that so much of their fuel comes in, so much of the natural gas comes in, they can't just cut it off. Europe stops. So, like I said, it's going to be really interesting to see what happens around him. Now, tomorrow, or in Ukraine, now tomorrow morning at 7, it's planned. I don't know if it's going to be able to happen, only because I don't know what the situation is where the people live, But they're supposedly, we were at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, get a phone call from Ukraine, from some of the people there to tell us what's going on in their hometown. And I think that's going to be interesting. I've got a number of questions to ask them. You know, how much of the news we're seeing over here is true? The fear. How about food? How about water? Where, are you getting food and water and medical attention? Is that there? The number of people that are have been displaced are, like I said, there are like 10 million people have been displaced. Close to 5 million have left the country. And that leads to other questions, too. You know, what happens then? You know, we're welcoming Ukrainians into our country. Are they going to go through any background checks, or are we just getting groups of Ukrainians in? If you remember, the Afghans, that President Biden's comment was, get people in the seats, get butts in the seats, except he said asses. Get asses in the seats. And so they loaded those planes up, and we have lots of people here from Afghanistan. And I'm not sure if it's still flowing or not. Now, the number of Ukrainians coming in. And, you know, when you think about it, they're fleeing because of tyrannical governments coming in and just taking. And, well, in the Taliban's case, they were Afghans, at least. In Putin's case, he just decided that Ukraine belongs to Russia. I want them back. So I'm going to come over. I'm going to take all your seaports. I'm going to take your capital. Your president leaves. I'm going to disarm you totally because you're Nazis. And then I'm going to give people, you know, the freedom to live under the protection of the Soviet government. Do you realize at all how stupid that remark is? I mean, it is. I mean, it's, we're going to let you live under the freedom and the protection of Soviet Russia. No, we all know that's not true. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at BNT Satellite. BNT Satellite, Doug Tooley at BNT Satellite. He is the guy you want to go to if you're going for dish. He has been in the business over 30 years, and there's no place better to get your dish network set up than Doug Tooley and BNT Satellite. He is a genius at putting all these things together. He's got a long track record. And he is one that comes through. You call, you get somebody there. This isn't the 800 number. Don't call the 800 number. Call your local number at 241-3474 to see why Dish is America's simple, reliable home entertainment solution. BNT Satellite. We'll be right back.
If you're like me, a concerned parent wanting to do what's best for your family, sometimes it's hard to know who to vote for. Thankfully, after learning about Eric Jensen, the choice is clear to me. Eric is a loving husband, father of four, shares my values, and is also more than qualified for the position of district attorney. Join me on June 7th as I vote for Eric Jensen, a good man families can trust in office. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
We've been asleep at the wheel, and biased bureaucrats have crept into public office everywhere. We need a Shasta County District Attorney who is transparent, unbiased, and non-political. The District Attorney has incredible power. They can initiate investigations, decide whether or not criminal charges are brought to court, and determine which cases are dismissed. We need someone with integrity and transparency in this important position. Vote for Eric Jensen. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:32 in the morning, and it's, gosh, rain's going to stop. I don't have a temperature out there. What do you have?
It looks like we're going to be at a high of 64 today, and I'm looking at about 52 degrees outside right now at the airport.
Okay. Yep, that's what I have. I just pulled it up. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It's Monday. Cornerstone Community Bank. Why did I say that? Because I haven't been here over the weekend. And the sometimes have to be retrained on Mondays. And then Sue wasn't here this morning because there's illness in her family. And the so she's helping take care of a family member today. She should be back maybe tomorrow or Wednesday. But Cornerstone Community Bank is locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors. They have been helping people move their dreams forward since the day they opened 15 years ago. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, one right downtown at 1845 California Street. One in the main branch, of course, is in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. And the newest branch in Anderson at 2727 Ventura Place, the old Kentucky Fried Chicken place that was world famous for a while due to the girls in their bikinis in the parts sink cooling off when it was 115 outside and hot in there. So they just had their bikinis on and were in the parts sink. Oh, I guess that, you know, parts is parts. They didn't say what kind of parts. I'm here with Sons of Italy. And JT, how you doing, buddy?
We are doing well. You're with the Sons of Italy and the Redding Grange.
That's right. And also Frank Rose. Good morning, Frankie.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Mm-hmm. That's his real voice. He's not faking.
Carl, thank you for having us in today, by the way, the studio to talk about the Redding Grange. You say the Sons of Italy, they're tied to the hip. Redding Grange and the Sons of Italy have been partnered down there on Cedars and Canyon. That's been the Sons of Italy Hall for 39 years, and it's been the Redding Grange since 1930. So it's been a partnership for many, many years doing good works in the community. So what I'd like to tell you about today is our one and only fundraiser that we do every year. And surprise, surprise, it's a spaghetti feed.
Gee, who would have thought? Who would have thought?
I caught you flat-footed on that one, didn't
you
I?
You did.
Yeah.
You did.
Well, again, it's because almost every member of our Redding Grange is also a member of the Sons of Italy, and do what you do best. We put on a very good spaghetti feed with garlic bread and toast and homemade desserts. And we'll also have a nice raffle to go along with it. Again, this is our one and only fundraiser. We generate funds for a couple of scholarships for some local kids here. Very well-deserving young people that need a little bump to get them higher education. So that's what we're doing again this year. We'd love to have people buy some tickets and join us down there this Sunday, April 3rd, Kenyon and Cedars, the Redding Grange, a.k.a. the Sons of Italy Hall. Come on down. We'll be serving from 1 o'clock to 6 o'clock. We have a great raffle set up with a lot of our local partners and neighbors in the community. We'll have photo sets. We'll have coolers. We'll have gardening gardening equipment and a lot of fun stuff.
Okay, now you say what the time goes from
1 o'clock in the afternoon till 6 o'clock.
So you can come in and eat.
You could come in and eat, and if you're in a real big hurry, we'll make a nice dinner to go.
Okay. That's the other thing, too. It's either dine in or take out, and tickets are not that much money.
It's a real bargain at $14.
$14 per adult. Now, what do you get with that?
You get spaghetti with meatballs, great meatballs. Carl, I know you've had them. Everybody raves about them.
They rave about them.
So.
That's right.
A nice green salad. Garlic bread, and then we'll have some homemade desserts for you to purchase. So it's a good meal for a good cause. And again, a nice raffle. I was stumbling there a little bit trying to remember. Al Saw Shop. These are all people that we do business with throughout the year. Ace Hardware is giving us some gardening equipment. Mulligan's, which is out there at Tucker Oaks in Anderson, they've given us a little gift certificate and a T-shirt and a mug to join them at Mulligan's. Tractor Supply, Wind Tour Gardens, Anderson Veterinary Clinic. Everybody's donating to this cause, and it'll be a nice raffle. It'll be a lot of fun.
Well, you know, it's always a good time, and it's always for a good cause. In this case, for scholarships for kids around here. Tell me something about. Do you have much information about the Grange?
Sure do.
46. Tell me about the Grange. And people say, you know, I've heard the name Grange, but what's Grange mean, really?
The Grange is an organization of folks like-minded. In this case, these are people that banded together right after the Civil War, 1867, the National Grange started, and it was to help represent especially the agricultural community, the farmers, but also strong and healthy communities, and that's what it's all about. Through those agricultural groups, binding people together, community events, making a strong, healthy community. And California came right in behind them in 1871 in Napa, started the first Grange, and it's taken off to where now there's well over 100 Granges in California, Redding becoming a Grange in 1930. But it's all about strong communities, family events. For instance, the Grange does a Grange Youth Fair program, just like the 4-H, where they help kids get in there and through animal husbandry in particular, attend the fair. It teaches them the responsibility of raising the animals and showing them, and they're involved with that also. So It's a good group.
Did the Grange used to be kind of like a commune type thing where people would bring in stuff or not?
Not a commune per se, but
not a commune. I shouldn't say that. It's like a
co-op.
Co-op. Okay. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, they still do that. Matter of fact, talking with our friends at the Anderson Grange, they bring in literally, I would say, tons of tomatoes and olives, and they'll do cannings, and they'll make marinara sauce one time, and they'll make canned olives and do different things, and they bring it together to get people of all ages in there to learn how to do these things, mm-hmm. to learn how to do canning and processing of vegetables and fruits and those types of things, and they share the knowledge, and then they share the produce. So people not only can take them home, but they can donate to the worthy causes. So they do a lot of that.
Okay.
Another thing that we do here locally, our little group, we do a dictionary project. It's a nationwide dictionary project. We've participated for a couple decades now. And Reading by itself over the years has donated over 3,800 student dictionaries. And you think of this day and age, people don't use dictionaries. They got iPads, they got, you know, notepads and all this. Not so, according to the teachers and the administrators and the students. They love these student dictionaries. I'm looking at Frankie because he helps every year on this project. The kids love these dictionaries. They use them during the school or during their schooling, and we're very proud to participate in that. And then, of course, our scholarship program.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Now let's talk Sons of Italy.
Yes, indeedy.
Okay. Now, how long has Sons of Italy been? And sons and it's well, sons and daughters.
That's it. We had to get politically correct, and all kidding aside, and pay honor to those ladies that we couldn't do this without them. We've always relied on the ladies to do everything that the men could do, including running for office. We've had a couple of presidents in our California, the Grand Lodge. So it was time to bring that up to speed. Just our title, but everything's the same with that. And our Sons of Italy. Gosh, how many years have we been here, Frank, and the Sons of Italy, Shasta Lodge?
Over 35, 40 years.
That's what I was going to say. Closing on 40 years. Yeah. And everybody knows the Sons of Italy, I think, because we're out there partnering with the Cowboys. For instance, we partner with the Exchange Club doing the air show. And then our usual routine, our Paisano days, of course. We've brought Bocce to the North State. That's a big deal that we're proud of. And we try to do events throughout. Our craft feed's pretty popular. And all this to generate funds to do our part in the community. Fun family events, generate little funds so we could help the local charities and help the folks that need some help.
How many chapters are there of Sons of Italy?
Ooh, gosh. I'm going to say probably this side of 70.
Okay, that's nationally.
No, that's California.
Oh, just California?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And we've got some of the oldest Sons of Italy's in the nation, which with Weed, I think, has the
in the state of California. It's the oldest.
Weed?
Of all things. The Paisans started migrating back in the early lumber days. They needed some loggers, so they got some Paisans from Northern California that knew how to drop trees, and off they went. Welcome to America.
And their lodge up in Weed got burnt down the last big fire we had rebuilt.
Bob from Igo wants to know if you know anything about the Igo Grange that was burnt in the Kazakh fire.
Bob, nice to hear from you. And I just met with a couple ladies from the Igo Grange a couple weeks ago at the Anderson Grange. Anderson Grange, Igo Grange, and I understand the meeting at a church out there because they did in fact lose their lodge. So it's a time to rebuild. So we're hoping we could partner with and our friends also the Palisadro Grange. Let's band together and help each other out.
Didn't they have insurance?
Oh yeah. But Carl, just like anything else, what are you waiting for? Permits, land clearing with the hazards. Now I'm sure they have all types of hoops that they've been jumping.
Which district is that?
Supervisor's district. You know what? You got me on that one. I wouldn't know whose district that is, but I can see the wheels are turning. You're going to figure out who's.
No, Ashley is already on it right now.
Okay.
And she'll tell me. Because then I would go to the Board of Supervisors and say, when was Log Fire? Last year? Or two years ago?
It's been over a year.
Okay, a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Here we are. Why haven't we gotten a permit?
Welcome to California, Carl.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that for a heartbeat.
I'm not.
I don't believe that for a heartbeat. I think that if if a county department wants to get something done, they'll get it done in the next 3 days.
It looks like District 2 contains Igo and Ono.
That would be Tim Garmin. I think I'd give Tim Garmin a call and say, how come the Grange Hall is still down after 2 years? We have the money. You know, what's wrong here?
Okay, so on my notes, I got to call him once we get off the air. I'm with you,
Carl. And Bob, you're listening, obviously. So, Bob, if Tim Garmin's your new supervisor there, this would be a great chance to call him and say, hey, our Grange burnt down 2 years and we can't get the permits. You know, we need help here.
It was my understanding in talking with the ladies from that Grange is that insurance was there. So
you had insurance on the hall, then I understand that people are trying to rebuild and all that, but come on, it's been 2 and 3 years since we've had these big fires and that they're building things. So what's the problem? Why can't the Grange? Because it's a community. It's a community building,
and
where people come to from up there, and as you said, is they bring in all the produce, and these, and this is not just in this Grange; it's in all the Granges they do things like this.
That's what they're all about. It's again community based on the agriculture community, but maybe they had a little trouble too with the insurance money. I don't know. I was just speaking with the ladies, but I think it's a great idea because California, not the squeaky wheel, always gets results. So that's a good idea. Let's help them out.
Tomorrow night is the first evening Board of Supervisors meeting at 5:30.
Okay, so, Grangers.
So they're gonna, they've called my bluff. I'm gonna have to show up now. just to say hi and to see what goes on there. We'll see what happens.
That's good for you to step up and support the Granges. Good for you, Carl.
Well, I'm not gonna feed people. I'm not gonna offer fish to people, but I would like them to learn how to fish. That way, if you're having problems, it's been 2 years and you've really actively been trying to get a permit to rebuild the Grange. Then you should have that permit. You should have all those permits by now. You shouldn't take 2 years to get permits.
Well, because they're very, very badly needed because they're in the country area. They're not in local towns.
Yeah.
They're in the country.
There's not a lot of places out there they can meet.
And that Grange has always been very active.
Yes.
And that was, of course, that was a nice old historic building, if you will. So.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know if you were interested, but if so.
Yes. Okay, we got to take a break. And what we're going to do is, we're going into a break, we have two tickets to the Spaghetti Feed fundraiser to help benefit the scholarship fund for the Sons and Daughters of Italy. It's going to be at the Reading Grange. These are $14 tickets, and you can have them for free if you call in to 605-4567. It's going to be on April 3rd, this Sunday. So you can dine in or eat out.
Sunday.
Good, Frank.
Frank, you break me up. Okay, we got to take a break. JT, thanks a lot. Frank Ray Rose, thank you very, very much.
Yes, sir.
And we'll be right back after these messages. 7:48 in the morning and 53 degrees and cloudy.
On top of spaghetti,
Tutankhamun. Wonderful things. Treasures from the Pharaoh's tomb is coming to Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, March 5th through September 5th, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures, presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson, in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, axe throwing, enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51.
Fly nonstop from Reading to Las Vegas for as low as $39 one way with Avelo Airlines. Feeling like that weekend getaway? You can be in Vegas by lunch and enjoy all that Las Vegas has to offer. Great food, entertainment, and fun. Don't forget about those Raiders games this fall. With small lines and easy parking, flying from Reading with Avelo just got a whole lot better with flights to Vegas. Say hello to Avelo and book direct now at AveloAir.com.
Turtle Bay's spring plant sale is coming up on Saturday, April 2nd. Members and non-members will enjoy discounts on regular nursery prices. We grow heirloom vegetables, California native, and waterwise plants. Primed to grow strong and healthy right in your own backyard. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to P5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bob. We're on 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday, today the 28th of March, 7:52 in the morning, 53 degrees, raining out there. Let's hope it stays. I would like it to rain for a week. And I think
the whole North State is with you there.
Oh, yeah, maybe 2 weeks. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about the repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He's been doing this for a couple of decades. He is truly from the old school. He doesn't take any chances with your safety, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Jeff fixes it, guarantees it for life. Bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call. 241-8373 for an appointment today. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair, Jeff Wurst. It's a veteran-owned business. And I'm here because he happened to be walking by with Roland Dillion from the Flag Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Whoa, he's got a big voice. He just blew out my producer's ears. I just want to say up front that this beautiful flag I have in front of my house on a, 20-foot flagpole? Maybe.
It's a 25-foot.
25-foot flagpole was put in by Mike Huber, the state granite. And I'll just throw out the name. But they're my friends, Mike Huber and Ted Leidy, of course, in Northern Firearms Instruction. Mm-hmm. I was gone over the weekend, And when I was coming back, Linda was driving around in circles. I'm going, what are you doing? Oh, let's just stop and see this. Jeez, okay. And we were coming back from Sacramento. I'm ready to be home. And we drive back in, and those two little imps are there with the flagpole up and the American flag and the Marine flag. And that flagpole is absolutely beautiful. And the flagpole is one of those, you just kind of twist it and it comes down.
It's a telescoping pole.
Telescoping pole.
Yes, sir.
And they're easy to put up. It's, you just have to dig a little hole, hole in your ground, and then you put in the stand for it or the holder for it, and then you put concrete around it?
Right. It takes one bag of concrete, and, you cement a, sleeve in the ground, which the flagpole then drops into the sleeve.
Yeah. And they dug the hole while I wasn't there, even though I was, when I came back from work one day, they'd already dug the hole, but I didn't know about it. They covered it up with something.
Yeah, it was a conspiracy.
A conspiracy. Now, you want a conspiracy? This was a conspiracy. Anyway, it's beautiful. Now, but we got it all from the Flag Center. Tell us about the Flag Center.
The Flag Center, local Reading business, been on Hilltop Drive for 32 years. A lot of people don't know the Flag Center's there because it's kind of a low-profile building.
Yeah.
Kind of sets back off the street a little bit. And we
right across the street from Tobacco and Brew.
Tobacco and Brew, just slightly north.
Yeah, slightly.
Of Tobacco and Brew.
On the other side of the street.
Yes. We're on the west side of Hilltop. But Flag Center's been there for 30-plus years and was founded originally by Carol Fielding. You may know her husband or know of her husband, Medal of Honor winner, Navy SEAL. Carol put in probably about 10 years of that business there, building on a really good foundation. That's been through a couple of owners since then, and I walked into the Flag Center about a year ago and saw a sign on the door that said business for sale, and at that point we decided I just had to have it because of the red, white, and blue that's in my blood. And the Flag Center being for sale, and it was at a point in my life where the timing was perfect. So here we are, Flag Center owners.
Well, what did you do? What did your wife and you do before the Flag Center? Have you lived here a long time? Or
I've been in Reading, interestingly enough, about 32 years. I think the Flag Center was originally founded about the same time when I moved here.
Okay.
Almost serendipitously. But I've had a career in floor covering. I've been in floor covering as a contractor, as a salesperson, as a manager, wholesale representative. I've been at floor covering almost every direction imaginable. I've had some large commercial projects that I've project managed. One of them was the State Fund Center out on Shasta View Drive.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of my projects in floor covering in my term. I got ready to retire from floor covering. After a while, you just wear out on things. And I was in the process of winding down my floor covering career when I saw the sign that said business for sale.
Okay, tell us about the Flag Center. I mean, people go, well, they don't. Maybe they don't understand the concept, but tell us what you have in your store.
Well, we are privileged as a retail store. We are very unique in that our primary product is the ensign of the United States of America. And we take that responsibility very seriously, which kind of sets us onto a different page from most retailers. So we try to give our store a little bit of military flavor. a little bit of museum flavor, and all to give honor and respect to our national anthem.
You can buy other flags there, too, though.
You can buy other flags.
Right.
And if
have we had a rush on Ukrainian flags?
Yes, we have. In fact,
I was gonna ask.
We've had we got one shipment in and got another on the way, and I still have quite a few customers waiting for Ukrainian flags.
So this is where you're going to go to find your Ukrainian flag. We have to run here, but I've been here with Roland or Dillion, like million, and from the Flag Center. It's on the address is. Hilltop?
2124 Hilltop Drive.
Hilltop Drive. And we got to run because we're in a hard break, but this is a great store. You need to go in there. This is where my friends got the flagpole because you sell flagpoles, all the equipment there, so you can get it up. And they, and if they can do it, anybody can. And
absolutely.
You, you know what? I'm so proud of that. I'm so proud of that flagpole and those flags up there. And you want one in your front yard? This is the man to come see. And do you have a phone number there?
221-4000.
There you go. Doesn't get any easier than that. The Flag Center. Thanks a lot for being with us and taking the time.
Thanks for having me, Carl. Appreciate it.
Okay, we'll be right back after the news.
The major thing he did say was that Ukraine is prepared to discuss a neutral status, as he called it, as part of a peace deal with Russia. What that seems to mean would be a third party coming in to mediate and any details of a possible deal then being put to a referendum. But in a critical adjacent point, he acknowledged that Russian forces can't leave the land completely. He was also keen to get across that what's been shown by the media isn't even capturing the full scale of that devastation, particularly on what he called smaller communities outside of major cities. He says some of them just no longer exist since Russian forces went through.
The BBC's Stephanie Prentice. President Biden has a new budget, calls for a new tax on the wealthiest of Americans, along with more money for the police.
In the president's proposal, households worth more than $100 million would face a minimum tax of 20%. The White House says it would apply to the top 0.01% of households. Mr. Biden would also boost police funding, a proposal at odds with the far-left wing of his party. White House officials claim the president's plan would cut projected budget deficits by more than $1 trillion over the next decade. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Shares of electric vehicle maker Tesla are soaring after the company announced plans for another stock split. On Wall Street, key averages are mixed. The Dow down 114 points, while the NASDAQ 96 points higher, and the S&P is up 7 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The young lady from the rescue delivered happy, and I panicked. She was missing hair, stinky, scabby, and I thought, what did I get us into? The cause of his issue was poor nutrition. It was neglect. The other owners didn't care enough about him to give him the nutrition he needed. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dinovite.
Dinovite. com.
I ordered the first 90-day supply, and within a couple weeks, his skin started clearing out. He didn't smell. He had more energy. He just had a glow and a bounce about him. We've been using Dinovite for the last year, and Happy the Rescue Dog is Happy the Healthy Dog. I tell all my friends who have rescues to give their dog the chance at a new start with Dinovite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
It's going to pay off for you and your dog for years to come.
Dinovite.com.
New revelations about the 2015 murder of a leading Russian opposition figure.
Travel records obtained by the investigative website Bellingcat and the BBC show that a government agent by the name of Valery Sukharev was following Boris Nemtsov in the months and weeks before he was gunned down on a bridge opposite the Kremlin in February 2015. Mr. Sukharev is a suspected agent with the FSB, Russia's powerful security service. Phone logs suggest he's connected to a secret assassination squad linked to the attempted murder of Alexei Navalny, who was poisoned in 2020 with the deadly nerve agent Novichok. This investigation did not find a direct link between the men who shot Boris Nemtsov and the FSB assassination squad. But Nemtsov's allies say they believe this new evidence suggests the order to kill him came from the very top.
That's the BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse. News and analysis, townhall.com. Some West Coast grocery store employees could be hitting the bricks soon.
California grocery workers have voted to authorize their union to call a strike against several major supermarket chains. It involves 47,000 workers at more than 500 Ralphs, Albertsons, Vons, and Pavilion stores. No strike date has been set, and negotiations do resume Wednesday. The possible walkout would involve grocery clerks, meat cutters, and other employees, represented by seven locals of the United Food and Commercial Workers. Jason Walker reporting.
The Ukraine war has most Americans at least somewhat worried that the U.S. will be drawn directly into the conflict and could be targeted with nuclear weapons. That, according to a new APNORC poll. The survey suggests the prevalence of a Cold War-era level of anxiety. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, 8:05 in the morning here on the 28th of March, 2022. 8:05, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Ashley's here, and we've had one national day.
We're also
eat something on a stick. What kind of is that? Like a candy apple?
Yeah.
Is that like a fried pickle on a deep fried pickle on a stick?
Sounds good to me.
As long as it's got a stick.
Yep. Eating
so
food on a stick.
I can I could do Well, you shouldn't eat things. They're bad for you. But it's National Eat Something on a Stick Day, so I can take a piece like apple pie and put a stick in it.
Or how about Black Forest Cake? Because it is also National Black Forest Cake Day.
Oh.
Do the little cake pop thing.
Okay, you're my chef. You're my, semi-chef. Because you're married to it. Your sister's a chef.
Yes.
And, it's kind of those, well, my sister's a chef. What is a Black Forest Cake?
It's a chocolate cake with almost a whipped cream frosting, and it's got a dark cherry without.
No calories, though.
Of course not.
Okay.
The dessert is actually German, and forgive me for mispronouncing this, but I'm going to give it my best shot. It's a Schwarzwälder Kirschtorte, which means Black Forest Cherry Tort, which is a type of dessert.
For a long time, I thought my ancestors came from the Black Forest.
Really?
A part of Germany. Because
where the ham comes from.
The kind that probably had axes and fought the Romans, but I think we've kind of graduated over to it's more of an English type. Anyway, what's the weather look like?
We're looking at a high of 64 degrees today and 70% showers this morning, with all of that decreasing until this evening afternoon, where we're down to 20% chance of showers. We will have decreasing clouds by the time the sun sets tonight, and then we're looking at mid-70s throughout the rest of the week. Until Friday, we're looking at possibly breaking 80 degrees, but lows right around 50 most of the week. Just enough clouds to make for fantastic sunrises and sunsets all week long.
Okay. And the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. All the propane comes out of one tank, my friends. It's the customer service that counts, and Shasta Gas Propane's customer service is next to none. It is the best. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They care about their community. They're out of Anderson, locally owned, locally operated. You can get a hold of them at 365-3793. Is there somebody on the phone, or they just called in?
It was the business line, so if so, they're going to have to
got it.
Call back on.
Now, do you like to hike?
Oh yeah, Lassen. I grew up on the foot at the foot of Lassen, and I've hiked almost every trail.
Have you ever been in Yellowstone National Park?
No.
Yellowstone, I have.
It's a good TV show.
Oh my goodness! Oh yeah, show Yellowstone. But Yellowstone National Park is just fantastic. I got there so I could watch Old Faithful. And, it comes, and they know within a minute when it's going to come up. So you're standing there. But a guy by the name of Craig Clotre of Livingston, Montana, was up hiking out there. And north of Yellowstone National Park in the Montana side. And he and his buddy went out hiking. And they got separated, and his buddy came back to the car, and Craig didn't. So they started searching for him, and it appears that Craig met up with a grizzly bear. And as the sheriff said, after an extensive search this morning, we have located Craig. It appears he had an encounter with a grizzly and unfortunately did not survive. You know, this is things that people need to understand. You know, when you introduce or you make protected animals that are, you know, kind of like in the top two of the predator chain, and you've got people out there walking around, this stuff can happen. They had a search party. They had a number of different groups out there looking for him when they found it. This guy loved to hike along the Yellowstone River with dense forests housing bears and wildlife. And while dangerous encounters with humans are rare, at least 8 people have been killed by grizzlies in the Yellowstone region since 2010. How many have just gone missing, and they were also results of a grizzly. Because a lot of times grizzlies will carry things off and then bury them and come back later and chow down. I know it's kind of grizzly. It's kind of grizzly to be talking about that, but grizzly bears. However, you've got to keep that in mind. When you're out riding in the wildernesses around there, a lot of people will put a bell, like a cowbell, around the neck of their horse. And so when they're going through bear territory, you know, it's ringing to let the bear know that you're there. No, it's not like the dinner bell where they come running. It's just to let them know you're in there. Because if you're hiking and I can see the scenario on the whole thing. The guys, you know, there could have been cubs involved, but he comes around a corner. There's the bear. The bear, you know, because he's not making noise. And I'm just assuming this stuff. I mean, that, you know, maybe he did. Maybe he didn't even have a chance to get out the bear spray. Maybe the bear thought the bear spray was kind of like a dinner sauce. I'm not sure. But it's just something to know about, that we still have people being killed by grizzly bears around Yellowstone.
No matter how much you want to hug them, they are still wild animals.
Do not.
People forget. They're like, oh, I love bears. Okay. Bears don't necessarily love you.
When I was growing up, our family vacation would take us through the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. And, you know, Gatlinburg. And that was before Dolly put, you know, Dolly was, you know, was famous. And she put Dollywood in there and all these things. The Native American tribe, the Cherokees, owned that whole area that was on their reservation. And you could get your photo taken with an Indian in full regalia. I'm not sure that the Cherokees even wore that kind of regalia, but that's what people expected, you know, the long, the war bonnet with all the feathers and all this. But there were lots of bears there. And they had lost their fear of humans because people were always feeding them. And I remember to this day, I was maybe 7. A bear was out there, and they would sit up on the side of the road, you know, sometimes. And people would feed them. And this one bear was there, and this guy goes over to it and puts his kid on the back of a bear. I know, you're holding your head right now. And then, you know, people started yelling, and he took it off. But it was like he thought it was a pony or something, black bear. Like I said, they had lost their fear of humans, and they were, you know, they were big on taking, getting into the garbage and in handouts everywhere. I don't even know if it's, I'm sure it's changed since then. I mean, that's been a few years. Okay. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by friends over at Estate Granite. I've already mentioned Mike Huber's name, and he put up from the Flag Center, put a flagpole up in my yard without permission. Mike's been doing, working with granite and slate and marble for a long time. He can help you redesign that kitchen, that bathroom, and other rooms in your house. He is truly an artist. He did such a wonderful job on our house. And I can't say enough about the attention to detail. See, I'm really big on attention to detail. Are those little things done? You know, are they rounded off? Is this part clean? Is it, you know, does it join where you can't see it, you know, in the backsplash? And this is the kind of work Mike does. He's just outstanding. He's one of the good guys. And did I say it was a better known business? He works by appointments only, and you can link up with him, get a free consultation, and talk about your ideas and what he knows what can be done, and come up with that perfect solution. Give him a call at 241-STONE or learn more at estategranite.com. We'll be right back.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
Go big to feed your dinner bear with Black Bear Diner's brand new wow-sized 14-ounce USDA Choice Porterhouse Steak Dinner. Served with veggies and your choice of side, including our brand new house-made creamy cheddar cheese mac and cheese. This dinner will fill your plate and your belly. Get it now at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
We're here with Mortgage Matt from Megastar Financial here in Reading. Matt, what if someone has just recently purchased a home or recently financed, like a year ago?
You know, this last year has been insane. A lot of people with the work from home phenomena, there's a lot of people moving here from metropolitan areas, which has, you know, affected the supply and demand of this market. That has really boosted the value of houses. So right now, people are looking to remodel their home or consolidate debt. They're able to do that at a lower cost with a cash out refinance than they ever have in history.
Talk about the value of using a local mortgage company, and why Megastar Financial?
The nice thing about us being local is our accessibility. You mean people can meet with us in a safe way, but whatever people are comfortable with. We can do an application process online on our website, or we can do an application together over the phone.
Megastar Financial, America's most trusted mortgage company, located at 920 Hilltop Drive next door to Chuck E. Cheese. Call 999-9000 or get started online at megastarreading.com. NMLS 1162668.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, this is Open Line. It's, you know what? I am seeing signs everywhere. It's dueling signs. You know, as you can, if you're listening to here, which you obviously are, you're hearing the ads have already started. And they're starting more of them. In fact, Eric Jensen has got one going. There's many more. You're going to be hearing them starting this week. They are advertising that they're running for office, whether it's district attorney or supervisor or superintendent. I imagine city council will start, but they won't start probably till August. We've already had two people say they're running for it, and they're going to be on. We're going to have Eric Jensen on here very soon. And ask him questions about who's Eric Jensen and why is he running for DA. But it's open line. So if you've got some, you know, if you've got something to say, something stuck in your craw, as I used to say, give us a call. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. It is probably the best place to go, my friends, if you want to buy jewelry. Great selection, fair prices. If you've got anything, you know, if you need watch batteries fixed, you know, watches repaired, what else? They can design jewelry for you. They can do it all right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Really nice people. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday. Now, I'm going to go to football just for a second. You know, Tom Brady retired. You've probably heard that. But then 42 days later, you know, he decided to come back. But when he said he was retiring, the seven-time Super Bowl champion was given a send-off, as you can imagine, fitting for the greatest of all time. All across the spectrum, legends were tipping their hat to the former Buccaneers and Patriots quarterback as he was closing the book on a slam-dunk Hall of Fame career, okay? Now, Peyton Manning, when Tom, and they've been friends, rivals, friends, and another great quarterback, Peyton Manning, who is in the Hall of Fame, he wrote Brady a two-page letter following his retirement and paired it with a bottle of wine to commend him for his accomplishments. Peyton said over the weekend, "I want that letter back. And I want that wine back. I want it. You got to read all those nice things. I want it back. I want the bottle of wine back, too." Now, this kind of, he's kind of in, well, what happens then when Tom decides to retire again? Have you ever been to a friend's wedding or second wedding? And you were there at their first wedding? Yeah, right? So do you give them a present for the second wedding? If you already gave him one for the first wedding. I mean, you gave him, an air fryer, or, you know, some silverware, whatever. They get married again. Are you on the hook for a second gift, Ashley?
I don't think you should be on the hook for the first one.
Oh, okay. You do it because you want to.
Yes.
But for a second one, no. And for sure, no on a third one.
Fair enough.
Good luck, Peyton. I don't know if you're going to get it back. And it's Terry. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, Carl. How you doing?
We need to get new pens in there because these just are hard to see. We need to get, we're going to get some more pens. Okay.
Pens as far as seeing the board
see,
when you
yeah,
want
see the board.
Calling in.
Yeah, when somebody's coming in.
Yeah, that. They ran out of ink.
Well, why don't you bring some in? You're there every week. Bring some ink pens in. Damn it, just don't complain. Just don't complain.
I could probably do a donation, then we could all use for the programs. But
there you go.
The reason I called is Eric Jensen was on Sovereign Minds yesterday.
I know.
We had Eric Jensen. People want to go back to the archives 3 weeks ago. We had Eric Jensen on for the whole hour. We've had Eric Jensen on and Brian Caples and Kevin Cry and you name it. We have the candidates. We have them on mountaintopmedia.com, which is a podcast that we do. There's a premiere every Monday night at 6 p.m. And the last one we did was Eric Jensen. We did one half hour that was premiered 2 weeks ago and one that was premiered last Monday with Eric. The thing that's kind of hard sometimes on the radio is that when you have a program every day and you're asking questions with everything that happens, people get in their car, get out of the car, go to work, go shopping. These things, people can actually go back to an archive and listen to it and get its entirety without the interruption.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because they're archived in our shows, too. If you go back there,
that's right.
it says who it is.
What I just said. And so going back to watch, well, the other thing is, too, is that, again, it's when you have a program that goes every day, you know, the next day there's more news. The next day there's more news. This way people can savor stuff when it's once a week and things like that. But maybe doing something where you have a candidate special program and maybe, I don't know, ease off on phone calls and commercials and get to hear what they have to say. That might be something.
Well, those phone calls and commercials, Terry, keep these lights on.
Yeah, I know that, buddy. I know that.
You know that.
You're absolutely right, too.
Unless you want to write me a huge check at the beginning of each month, then I'll run without commercials.
Well, no, you can't do it without commercials. I just said that.
I know.
I'm just trying to find a way so that we can get the candidates uninterrupted to where they can tell their story. That's all.
Well, the other thing is we get a lot of information out, just like you do. Since they're being interviewed in different areas, some of them are, it would be interesting to listen to, like, say, what they say on our show, then listen to what they say on your show.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's all.
I would find
together.
That. No, I would think
that.
It would
I'm just
be because
to
you.
Out different ways we can do this so that we can get the most for the bang for our buck, all of us, in getting to know what these people stand for.
Well, I think
yesterday,
the chamber
on Sovereign Minds, the first hour was amazing. We had an attorney on who is amazing, and there's some information there that is a little disturbing about the DA's office that was brought to light. Some Brady violations that have been broken. What that means is that there's been some things introduced by the DA's office that, well, a certain judge caught them on, that they were bringing forth information that wasn't constitutional or taking away the constitutionally protected rights of the person who was the defendant. So it's pretty interesting stuff. I would really suggest that people listen to that first hour of Sovereign Minds from yesterday. And the second hour is Eric Jensen. Sovereign
Yeah, I talked to Eric yesterday. He'll be on. I'll be calling him today to get him on. But and it's just like you do. We have everybody running that chooses to come on. They have a spot here. And,
absolutely.
We've had all the supervisor candidates. We've had the superintendent. We've had we're going to have both sheriff candidates on. What else to talk about? What they would do, especially what they would do if elected. And then we will have, we've had all the 50,
sure.
We've had
well,
5th District
on
too, come
on
to think of it. Except two,
Sovereign Minds.
Except two guys, these two new ones from in the 5th District.
Yes.
I don't know who.
Frank is one, but I forget who the other one is.
I don't know who they are.
Somebody out of Shingletown?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, Terry, thanks a lot.
You bet.
Bye. You know what? But here's a good point that, you know, that Terry's talking about this. Between our show and the weekend shows, you can hear a whole lot of people that are running for office. And, you know, there's a different flavor with each show, obviously. The thing about it is that some candidates won't appear on certain shows. They just feel like they're not going to get a fair shake or whatever it is. I'm still having problems with one of the city council members who thinks that I ambushed this person by asking them questions about their votes. I'm not sure how that works. But tomorrow, like I said, we're going to have a Ukrainian caller, and we're working that right now just to make sure that's still going to happen, calling in from the Ukraine. We've got Brian Daly here on Thursday. We've got a number of people. I'm going to try and get Eric Jensen in on this week. It's going to be a busy week, especially with all these elections coming up. There's enough people running and each one of them gets an hour, and I try not to have them have two on in the same day. So, okay, let's take a quick break here, and this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance. Judy Maxwell and Maxwell Maxwell Insurance and Financial has been in the business since 1993, and Judy's been helping families, seniors, business owners, and veterans since the day they opened. With everything going on, how's your retirement plan? We were just talking to Linda's parents, 90 and 88. How are y'all doing? I mean, is this? And they said, don't expect an inheritance. And I, you know, we don't expect an inheritance. We'd like you to see that last dollar spent, on your last day and your last check bounce, and we'll cover it for you. Anyway, Judy's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, and you can give her a call at 221-0441. We'll be right back.
We've been asleep at the wheel, and biased bureaucrats have crept into public office everywhere. We need a Shasta County District Attorney who is transparent, unbiased, and non-political. The District Attorney has incredible power. They can initiate investigations, decide whether or not criminal charges are brought to court, and determine which cases are dismissed. We need someone with integrity and transparency in this important position. Vote for Eric Jensen. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and the Tap House rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House, pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
If you're like me, a concerned parent wanting to do what's best for your family, sometimes it's hard to know who to vote for. Thankfully, after learning about Eric Jensen, the choice is clear to me. Eric is a loving husband, father of four, shares my values, and is also more than qualified for the position of district attorney. Join me on June 7th as I vote for Eric Jensen, a good man families can trust in office. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I haven't gotten tired of it yet. Maybe it's because I just hear the first, few bars of it. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center in the top 50 hospitals and cardiovascular, it's one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the nation, recognized by the Watson Health Institute and a fully accredited chest pain center. It's certified by the Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility. They've got the highest ratings from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services on a plethora of different missions that they perform over there at Shasta Regional Medical Center, the home of the TAVR valve replacement, and much more. Shasta Regional Medical Center, it's your health, it's your choice. They got an A rating. Does your hospital have an A rating? I'm with Pat Karch.
Good morning, Carl.
By the way, I have a book for you.
Okay.
That Doug McConnell gave me last night.
You know, you were talking about the health care. Last week, a friend of ours went in for an ablation procedure, which is a heart procedure, which was not previously offered here in Reading. When I had mine over a year ago, I had to go down to Sacramento to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you're having atrial fibrillation, mm-hmm. And I was like having to lay down on the floor when I was over at the school and, and hide out in closets, so I was practically passing out. And then Pam said, we should look into this thing. And it wasn't available at the time up here. But
you're laying down and hiding in closets, dude.
Yeah.
Maybe it's time to have that looked at.
And so I went down there, and they go up through your large artery, and they go into your heart and burn some places in there. And it completely corrected the problem.
Yeah, what they're doing is because your heart, it's electricity.
Yeah.
And when your heart beats, it's a very low frequency. And it travels. It travels away from your body. You can find people in rubble, and it's one of the ways they find them. They have these handheld devices mm-hmm. that can pick up on a heartbeat.
Yeah.
So, but what it does is it goes in there and just burns off a couple of your electrodes there.
Yeah, and so
or whatever you call them,
they're doing in the procedure. A doctor was doing three of those a day up here at Mercy.
Wow.
So it was really healthcare in Reading is improving.
Really, and I tell you, the TAVR valve replacement where they don't have to crack your chest open.
Amazing.
They just send it up through an artery. You're literally up. They do it in the morning. You're up in the afternoon and home the next day.
That's amazing.
To have a valve replacement. Jeez. Okay. The reason I brought you in here is because, yes, it is open line, but I also want to talk about Piano Angels here.
Oh, Reading Piano Angels. Yeah.
This is, when you think about it, Reading Piano Angels. What is that?
Well, it was a program that was started by former Chamber of Commerce President Frank Strazzarino back in 2014. And Frank, as an older person, decided he wanted to take piano lessons. And he discovered from his piano teacher that some students did not have a piano, that they actually were taking a piece of cardboard that looked like the keys of a piano and laying it out on the dining room table and practicing on that at home. And he thought that was terrible, and he was right. I mean, how can you learn to play piano if you don't actually have the instrument? So he started a program where they would rehome pianos. These are pianos that folks have had for a long time, and they don't use anymore. Perhaps their kids, they took lessons, or maybe they took lessons. And they just want to see them go to a good home. And so at some point, Frank called me to help him do assessments of pianos, and that's where I got involved. And then at some point I said, Frank, I could actually transport these, because he had been using local movers. And they were trying to squeeze them into their, moving schedules, or where they're moving people across the country, and it was not working out. And just moving a piano is really not a big deal. And then, sadly, Frank passed away in 2018, and the board, it's a nonprofit, the board of Piano Angels asked my wife Pam and I to step in and take the reins and keep doing the piano thing. When I met Frank, we were up to about 70 pianos delivered. As of yesterday, we did two yesterday, we're about 338 pianos. Can you believe that?
So, 200?
330. And,
wow.
And that's not counting the ones that go to the dumps.
Right. So now, How do people get a hold of you?
Well, if they go online to readingpianoangels.com, readingpianoangels.com, they'll find a great website which was designed by Frank's son, Robert Strazzarino. He's kind of a web design expert. And they can contact us there. My phone number's on there, my email. You can just Google Pat Karch and my phone number will pop up. It's the same one that it's been around forever. So if you have a piano to donate, or if you need a piano, and we get calls every day, Carl, I mean, of donations.
You know, because I see you and Pam are always on the road with the new van. Well, it's a used van.
Yeah.
But it's your new used van because you used to have to put them in the back of your pickup truck.
The old pickup.
Yeah, but now you've got all these things. You can just push it in the back, and you can transport it in any type of weather. But 328. Around that pianos, but I see at least twice a week you're delivering more.
It's crazy, and there's no end in sight. I'm not kidding. Now I didn't even count this morning, but there are over 40 pianos waiting to be picked up right now.
Wow!
And we have homes for all of them.
You have homes for all of them. Where do people apply for these?
Same place. They go on the website, or you can just call me if you're out there listening right now. My cell phone is a matter of public record. It's 530-510-1903. So that's 510-1903. If you have a piano or you want a piano.
There you go.
And, you know, I didn't even limit it. Not just families. We've placed pianos at Axiom Theater, at Riverfront Theater, at the Enjoy Store. KCNR Radio sponsored a piano that went down to Viva Downtown. That's what it's called.
Yeah,
Viva Downtown, where Blake Fisher rolls it out on a frame, which was constructed by Carl Bott, if you're listening.
And Pat Karch.
Yes.
Come on. I was welding, and it was. There's $30 an hour welders, and there's $5 an hour welders. Pat's a $30 an hour welder.
Yeah.
I'm a $5.
No, don't sell yourself short.
You know what?
It was great.
It will never, let me put it this way. The metal that I melted, the steel that I burnt has got over a ton, maybe 4 tons of tensile strength there. It's not going to move. And then, of course, you did have to spend as much time as it took me to weld it in cleaning it up.
Yeah.
Because I left little drops of
those are
slag everywhere.
Dingleberries, by the way.
Yeah, well, I tell you, I left them everywhere.
No, that frame is solid. And Blake can roll that literally across the street and over the curb, and that piano,
yeah,
literally over a 6-inch curb, and that piano will not come off
it
of that thing.
It does not move.
So, okay. So that's many of the things that Piano Angels are doing. We're sponsoring an event. Can I plug that, Carl?
Absolutely.
Okay. So with these pianos, over a course of a year, there is a lot of music. There are a lot of CDs. I'm not kidding. If you guys are listening, we have multiple hundreds and hundreds of CDs of good music. I mean, I'm not talking like funky stuff that you don't want to listen to. Everything from Mozart to Bella Fleck and the Flecktones, that's just like brand new. And all of that music and all of that recorded records and CDs are all going to be given away for free, totally for free, on April 23rd at the Really Big Music Giveaway, which will be held at Reading School of the Arts starting at 9 a.m. April 23rd. And we do take donations at the door as people exit. And that's one of the ways we help to pay the gas bill, which is, you know, getting challenging right now because gas is our number one expense. So that's Reading Piano Angels in a nutshell.
Okay. And it's a great, you know, it's a great way to donate a piano you're not using. You know, kids left, or, you know, they just said, you're never going to force me back on that piano again. And you get some really, really nice pianos, too.
Oh,
and then,
totally.
But there are kids out there and families out there that want to learn. They want to get their kids into music, and a piano is a great way to start.
Yeah, I wish I had time to tell more stories about the pianos.
Oh, I see these kids, huge smiles on their faces, huge smiles on their faces. And you just had somebody call in.
Yeah, they wanted to know, is it tax deductible? Absolutely. If you donate a piano, we send you a letter. We don't put the price or the amount of the piano. That's up to you and your tax person. We've had great pianos come in, Steinways, Yamahas, Baldwins, And then we've had, you know, cheaper pianos come in. And a piano that's a cheap piano, you could write that off for probably $500 to $800. But it is tax deductible, and you determine the value. I'll help you out on that, of course. Sometime, Carl, get me back, I'll tell you some of the heartwarming stories. Because with every piano, there's a story. People often cry. Just like yesterday, we were up in Mount Shasta, and the woman was crying. But her piano, which was a very nice Yamaha, went to the woman who is the pianist for the Shasta Symphony and the Shasta High School Choir. So it went to the right person because she needed a good quality piano. And so it was really appreciated.
Great. Okay, Pat Karch, Reading Piano Angels. You can get him, find him online. And this is a great event. You know, you've got a piano sitting around and nobody's used it for years, that it will go to somebody that will use it. And that's the big thing, because you check out the people who get the pianos.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. The Reading Chamber of Commerce promises to give you the information you need about where local candidates stand on the issues of greatest importance to you, and invites you to the first of two Shasta County Supervisor Candidate Forums on Wednesday, April 6th. At 5 p.m. at the Sheridan Hotel. We will also be broadcasting that on KCNR, forum. But it's, you know what? If you want to go there, they've got room, probably 300-400 people. If you want to go in and listen and watch the candidates while they are discussing the issues, this is a good way to do it. April 6th, 5 p.m. at the Sheridan Hotel. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors, with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, axe throwing, enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I!
No, you don't!
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
The Reading Chamber of Commerce continues their legacy of involvement in vetting local candidates and will be hosting the first of two Shasta County Supervisor Candidate Forums Wednesday, April 6th at 5 p.m. at the Sheridan Hotel at the Sundial Bridge. The Reading Chamber of Commerce is committed to providing trusted information on local candidates running for office while abiding by their city plan to lead with credibility, integrity, transparency, and you, the voice of their members. The Chamber wants to be sure that the most important issues you face are brought to the attention of those seeking public office and will be surveying its membership to help set the direction of the questions asked at the forums. Additionally, digital voter guides will be released featuring interviews with candidates and races of importance as identified by the Chamber's Government Affairs Committee. Find out more about our candidates at the first of two Shasta County Supervisor Candidate Forums Wednesday, April 6th at 5 p.m. at the Sheridan Hotel at the Sundial Bridge at 820 Sundial Bridge Drive. Doors open at 4:30. Admission is free. For more information, contact the Reading Chamber of Commerce.
But if I do the test, then through the shadows in the saddle, ready for battle. Bring all your poison, it kind of poison behind my back.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lundebot. Hey, tomorrow, Haven Humane joins us, but also, we're hoping, and Pat Karch is working on it right now, is to get some confirmation that we will have Ukrainians calling in. Now, right now, they're planning on doing it, but there's a war going on in their country. And I can kind of, you know, I'll understand if they can't make the phone call. But hopefully they can, so we can get a first person's account of what's happening in the Ukraine. Okay, I've got to go. Oh, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across from Lucky Miller's, is the premier spot to get a haircut for me. I've been getting my haircut there ever since I came to Reading. It's a veteran-owned business. It gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a friendly place. They work on appointments, so you don't have to wait in line. You make your appointment, walk in, get your haircut. You can hang around if you want to. Get in there early or stay and listen to what's going on. But it's just a super place to get your hair cut. Give them a call at 244-9478 for that appointment. And just remember, it's man's last stronghold. And speaking of man's last stronghold, let's go back to the Oscars for a minute. Because I didn't give it enough love here. You know, I think of Hollywood award program, award programs as self-licking ice cream cones. They vote for themselves. They tell each other how great they are. I mean, you can just tell what's going to happen. And then you look at who the hosts are going to be, and you say to yourself, well, I don't really want to listen to what they say. Because, you know, they are very they're very different than real America. Can I put it that way? They live in bubbles. They live isolated. They say that people don't need firearms to protect themselves in this days of criminality because they have guards. They say that the United States doesn't need to build fences to keep people coming across into our country illegally, yet they have fences around their yards. You know, see, they live in these bubbles. So last night, when Will Smith was sitting there with his wife, and Jada Pinkett Smith, Chris Rock, who I find very amusing. I think he's funny. He's done things that I just enjoy him, just like I do Chappelle or many of the great comedians here. But he said, Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane too. Can't wait to see it all night. All right. And he referred to this 1997 film, G.I. Jane, when Demi Moore shaved her head to portray a fictional Navy SEAL candidate. And that she, but Pinkett Smith, revealed in 2018 that she was been diagnosed with alopecia. And what that means is they lose their hair. The joke infuriated Will Smith, who went on later on in the evening to win the Best Actor Award for King Richard. He walked on the stage from the front row, and he smacked Chris Rock. And he did. I mean, he smacked him. And then there was, when they were, because it's on a delay, watching to see what they were trying to do to make it, you know, they were trying to censor, they were trying to, they couldn't take out the whole part, but they censored what Chris Rock said when he said, he just slapped the crap out of me, except he didn't use crap. And then Will Smith said, keep my wife's name out of your blinking mouth. And he said that twice. So, all these people have been condemning him. Everybody, all these comedians have been condemning him for slapping Will Smith. But let's take another look at this. Comics poke fun at people. And we discussed this. You know, if you look at some of the old roasts of Dean Martin and all those from years and years, decades ago, when they roasted the people and they said funny things, but you could tell there was, you know, affection in this or respect. And if you look at newer roasts that come on, there's no affection or respect. They just say horrible things about people. So Will Smith, obviously, he's living with Jada Pinkett Smith and the impact this has had maybe on this woman. Anyway, when you say something about a man's wife, even in jest, you have, there could be repercussions. And that's exactly what happened. Somebody said, you're not going to talk about my wife. And he slapped him. Now, is that the right thing to do? Frankly, what I would have loved to have seen, he comes up, he's obviously mad, Chris Rock is there, and he takes a slap at him, he comes swinging, because this was like telegraphed from right field. Here it comes. What if Chris Rock had blocked it and then immediately stepped in and started pummeling Will Smith's midsection? And then Will Smith would have dropped back to his Ali training days when he was in the that movie and played a great part in that. And the fight would have been on between the Academy Award winner and a great comedian. They're punching each other out on the stage. Would we have seen Bradley Cooper and Denzel Washington and other people running to the stage to separate them? But no, that didn't happen. Frankly, if it had, you would have had a guaranteed Oscar viewer, Academy Award viewer, me, for the next 5 years. Just thinking, maybe that'll happen again. Somebody says something that just offends somebody so much. Now, the comedians are going crazy because they say things like, what does this mean that I have to have a catcher's mask on when I'm doing my routine up on the stage? Well, does this mean somebody can, because I've said something, can come up and just slap me? So they're, universally condemning Will Smith. It'll be interesting to see what happens. Chris Rock has already said, nah, I'm not going to press charges. Because if he had wanted to, I mean,
question.
How do you say, no, I didn't do that?
Would you let a comedian make fun of Linda on public television? If Linda had some sort of diagnosis?
I would have been very upset.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like,
I'm not saying I don't understand it. I do understand it.
I can't really fault Smith in this case. Like, he's always shown great affection for his wife publicly. Uh-huh. And for something like that, regardless
There's a lot of people that say, if you're going to open your mouth, you got to accept
the consequences.
That's right. And I can tell you, I've been around a bunch of tough Marines. And they don't talk about each other's wives. I've heard one case that it happened, but it was in a special unit, and these guys were like brothers. But still, when I heard it, I looked, and I thought there was going to be bloodshed in the barracks on that one. And it was just a joke, but still. Anyway, so was Will Smith, you know, I guess you could say ultimately he was wrong, that you want to say that, you know, he could have done it some other place. But the fact that he went up in the middle of the Academy Awards, and there are probably, you know, tens of ones watching this, and to slap another performer, a comedian, is, you know, that's a first. All I can say. And like I said, at the end he said he was a vessel of love. If he was a vessel of love, I would have hated to see him being really upset and become a vessel of destruction. Who knows? The whole stage might have gone up in flames. All right. Thanks for being with us today. We thoroughly enjoy being here with you. I had somebody say something last night that was really nice. They live in another place part of the year, and they come back up here for part of the year. And they said that, you know, they listen to us on the computer because we stream all of our shows. And she says it's because it's like being at home. And we hear things about people and places and things that happen in Redding. And it's just endearing to them. And that was really nice. And we hope that's what we provide is, you know, it's a snapshot of what's going on in our community, in our state, in our nation. Everybody have a great day. And we will be back tomorrow. As Linda says, do a random act of kindness. Don't go up and slap your friend.